Today's feast, which is not in this missal per se, but all the saints are in the missal whatsoever, and they're in the canon, even if we don't name every single one of them. We would be here to the end of time if we were to name all the saints. There are literally millions of saints. But today we celebrate a feast which is very akin to yesterday's feast. Yesterday, the feast of the Miraculous Medal, Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal, the Immaculate Conception. Today is a feast of Saint Catherine Laborée, the girl that was chosen by God and the Blessed Mother to receive the gift of the Miraculous Medal. She was from a big farm family, a well-to-do farm family. When she was 8 years old, her mother died, and then she, being the oldest of the children, became sort of like the mother to them, even though she herself was only eight. But you receive the responsibilities that God gives you, and you say, "Yes, Lord, here I am. I come to do thy will." And of course, you know, nowadays you have all this stuff, which I don't like. Mother Angelica despised it too. Discernment, discernment, discernment. When people say they're discerning which is the best way to get out of my responsibility. That's what they're discerning. No. We must say, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do thy will. What is it that thou wouldst have me do?" Whatever it is. And so she did that. When she was about 20 years old, she had been thinking about it too, not because she was discerning in that sense. She was waiting for the opportunity when the other children would be big enough to take care of themselves. And she received finally permission from her father, who didn't want to let go. Many times, parents don't want to let go. I always remember in the Spanish culture that many parents, when one of their friends' sons, for instance, chose to go to the seminary, they all mourned and wailed like if he had died a horrible death. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's the most wonderful gift that God can give you as parents and as your family, that one of your children or grandchildren or could be a priest or a sister or a nun. What a wonderful gift that is from God. And so she entered the seminary, as it is called, even today, of the Daughters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul. Indeed, the day in which she entered the convent was the day in which the body of St. Vincent de Paul, which is incorrupt, was taken in glorious procession to his church. It had been hidden from the Masons, who tried to destroy as many relics as they could during the French Revolution and afterwards. And then, one night, when she was sleeping, as we saw yesterday, a little boy tugged at her sleeve, and of course, some say an angel, I say it was Jesus himself, the little boy, Jesus. And he motioned her to come. And so she went, and on the altar there was the Blessed Mother. And then she sat and motioned to Catherine, and she came and put her hands on her lap, which is a total sign of confidence and of love. And the Blessed Mother began to tell her what was going to go on. There will be more persecutions, in particular in France, but not only. And then she said, "I will come several more times, come tomorrow." And she came, and the next day when she entered the church, the whole sanctuary was lit, and in front of the sanctuary was the Blessed Mother standing on the earth with the earth in her hands as she was presenting the earth, us, to Christ. And then she says, "I want a medal struck like this, what you see." And then it turned around, and there was the backside of the Miraculous Medal. St. Catherine eventually made her profession, a religious profession, and then she died in 1877 at a good old age, after having taken care of old people all her life. Now you'd think, what wonderful thing could somebody like that do? And isn't that a wonderful thing to help people to end their lives, and especially to end their lives in the sacraments and in grace? What a wonderful gift. In addition, of course, she had many, many virtues, especially the gift of humility. No one but St. Catherine and her confessor, the superior, had died. No one knew she was the one to whom Our Lady had appeared. Now, most people, if Our Lady appeared to them, they'd be running around telling everybody, "Oh, Our Lady came, Our Lady came." That's not the way of the saints. Quiet, closed, shut up mouth. And so we need to learn from the virtues of St. Catherine Labouré. What a wonderful saint, the daughter of charity of St. Vincent de Paul, who was chosen by Mary and Jesus to be the bearer of this medal, which after the first 40,000 were cast, they went away immediately, and then many, many more were, millions and millions and millions now, perhaps billions, and so miraculous that instead of the Medal of the Immaculate Conception, it is called the Miraculous Medal. We should wear it on our bodies, put it on our rosaries if possible, and do everything we can to honor the Immaculate Mary. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to Thee. And we can repeat that many times a day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.